Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit nestbedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
It's now time for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Check out their locations in the Bay Area if you need a mattress or any of your bedding needs, or you go online to nestbedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. That's nestbedding.com. Love where you sleep. The same mattress Mark Kotze and Ricky Henderson sleep on. Mark, the day off yesterday had to be big for you and the troops.
Yeah, it really was. It couldn't have come at a better time. As I talked about, when we finished up Wednesday afternoon, 15 games, 13 days, two doubleheaders mixed in 4 days apart. Pretty taxing. Grinding schedule, but we got through it. And yesterday being that it was a good off day here in Orange County.
Well, let me ask, from the standpoint of taxing, is it more, because a lot of these guys, obviously professional athletes, are in great shape. Is it more taxing physically or is it more taxing mentally?
Yeah, I think They probably go hand in hand. On the mental side, if you're not, performing, if you're not having success, it probably outweighs the physical component. But on the physical side, if you're an everyday guy or you're one of those bullpen guys down there and you've been used a lot down in the pen, it's physically challenging. One of our younger players, Zach Jackson, is, a max effort guy, and we've used him a lot through that stretch. And, you can see the recovery process is, it's just a little bit more difficult, especially at the major league level. In minor leagues, you get days off. I think every Monday is off in the minor leagues. You're not used every day or every other day to that extent. And just the stress, we talk about the stress that, these guys endure trying to have success here for their first time. And I think they go hand in hand, really.
Yeah, it's interesting how you mentioned recovery because, as a professional athlete, a lot of times when you work out, you want to get bigger, stronger, faster. You want to maintain. But when you're in a stretch like that, I guess you really can't do that. And it really is, for these guys, just recovery.
Yeah, it really is. But, our strength program, our strength coach, Josh Cuffey, Steve Candelaria, those two guys really do a great job at managing the workload in the weight room. They manage the workload for guys from a conditioning standpoint. So, with the advancement of all the data, we can track, how far guys are running, how fast they've run, over a series balance how much they do in the weight room, how much extra conditioning they need. So, it's been a good kind of process for me as a first year manager to understand, to dive into, and really grasp that, certain guys do need time off when they're taxed and when they've played six or seven straight days. The benefit of a day off is really exponentially, goes a long way in the course of the season.
Well, good news for you. The data is going to show that you're not going out to the mound a whole heck of a lot because your pitching has been, it's been really good. It's what you can hang your hat on. Just talk about the effort of your pitchers, Scott Emerson, and the effort that you've been getting day in and day out.
Yeah, no, our starters have done a great job, really providing innings and getting deep into ball games. you know, I haven't completely looked at the numbers league wide. But what I do know is that as you talk about, our pitching has been a real bright spot, and not just the starters, but the relievers as well. Our bullpen's been able to stay together and pitch well, give us an opportunity to win games, whether we were, holding a lead or holding a game when we're down, and giving the offense a chance to get back into those games. They've really been doing a great job.
Well, you know, one of our favorites here on A's Cast is Cole Irvin. He's a super guy, and he's going to be coming back for you. And I just think about, you know, you go into a series against the Angels and you say Blackburn, Montas, Irvin. I take that. It's like, let's go. I mean, you got to feel confident when you go into a series like this, knowing that these are your lead horses.
Yeah, no, it definitely, aligns well for us coming here to Anaheim. It's these Angels have one of the better offenses in the league. And, we saw them over a four-game series a week ago. And I think we're also going to see the same three starting pitchers that they threw out at us. So, you know, I'm happy about where we're at with our three starters and aligning them to pitch against a good offense and give us a chance to win this weekend against one of the division leaders.
I got to tell you, I like Zach Logue. I know he's sent down, but I know he's going to be back, and he's going to pitch a lot of games for you. He's got that hockey mentality. He doesn't care that he doesn't throw 98. He's like a little tough guy out there on the mound. What do you think of this lefty, and what did you tell him on the way down?
Well, I really like the lefty. Zach has done a great job with coming here and really feeling like he belongs and pitching, along those lines. And so when we did have the conversation with Zach prior to the game Wednesday, in talking to him, really he was the sixth starter with Cole coming back. And, that being said, he's performed. It wasn't a performance issue, more of a, we want you to go pitch, continue to get your starts on a regular basis. And we'll expect you back here. Now, since that meeting on Wednesday, we've had an unfortunate situation or injury come about, which we're still in the process of diagnosing with Dalton Jeffries. So Dalton will end up going on the IL, and Zach will end up coming back to fulfill Dalton's spot in the rotation. So I'm not sure what time this interview is going to run, but a little bit of news ahead of Friday afternoon.
Okay, so that makes sense, because we went to the break. We knew he was going to get an MRI, and we wish the best for Dalton Jeffries, and Zach Lode's back. So like to see it, because I think this guy, he's shown something. As we talk about a year of discovery, I'd like to see more of him. Let's talk about your closer, Danny Jimenez. I mean, quietly, Mark, this guy's having an incredible year.
Yeah, Danny's done an amazing job. You know, when we started this journey in the bullpen, we talked about getting outs. Lou Trevino was our closer to start the season, and the one reliever down there that had done it at the major league level and then had some success. So, through the course of these 40 games, we all know Lou had COVID, hit him pretty good. The recovery since, has been a process where we're trying to, get Lou back to where Lou was in his, original, start of the season. And Danny's picked up that role, and Danny's done an amazing job. You know, we talk about, leaning on some experience for Danny through AAA and closing games, but he's done it at the major league level. This season, he's had a tremendous amount of success. He looks confident when he gets the ball, and he also looks calm, which, you love to see that in a closer, because, it's not easy getting the last three outs of a ball game at the major league level.
No, it's not. And everybody takes it for granted. They really have no idea. The finality of the game is definitely a big deal. Let's switch to your offense. I don't need to give you the numbers. You know the offense is struggling. I'm there early. I see all the hard work your guys are doing, extra BP before the game. Just what do you try and do to start scoring some more runs and generate offense?
Yeah, well, I think our approach over the last series against the Twins got better. I think our focus on, you know, offense playing together. We talk about just getting the next guy up to the plate. I think we did that successfully for the first 10 games. Our offense, you know, did everything correct. And we somehow got away from that over the next several weeks. And I think we kind of turned it around this weekend, or this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series against the Twins, where guys were really being a little bit more selective. They were taking their walks. So we kind of look at this report, it's a hitter's training report, and look for signs that, you know, we're able to be focusing on to get these guys confident, to get them to understand that, you know, the game has somewhat changed. There's a lot of talk about the ball and the offense numbers being down league wide. And you see, you know, a change in maybe style to a certain extent, where, you know, these guys have to string some hits together, mix in a walk, play offense. And we talk about the fundamentals, you know, we're utilizing a little bit more of the bunt and trying to, you know, not necessarily play for the big inning, because those innings are tough to come by right now with the long ball and hitting home runs. You know, there's definitely a noticeable change in that number league wide. And, you know, our focus offensively is to basically get on base, get your teammate up, and continue an inning right now.
I dig it. It's kind of more old school baseball that we grew up with. Yeah, the numbers show the ball is not flying out of the ballpark. I don't know. Humidors, ball's different. I don't know. It's just, but you got to do what you got to do. And obviously, everything in our sport is about confidence. How important is it just to keep instilling confidence into your guys? Like, hey, I know it's going bad, but you can make it happen. You can do it at the plate, because we all know you got to have the belief.
Yeah, no question. You know, these guys they've been fighting all year. I don't question their work ethic. I don't question their energy. You know, and then as you talk about the lack of success, you know, can be problematic with their mindset. So we continue to talk to them and try to encourage them to stay with the process, to believe in the process, and things will turn. You know, we're 40 games in at this point. We still have a long season to go. There are guys in this lineup that have had history enough at this level, that when numbers are numbers, they generally average themselves out over the course of 162 games. On the flip side, we've got some younger guys that are grinding, that are putting a lot of undue, you know, expectation or pressure on themselves to have immediate impact, have immediate success. So we continue to talk about the mindset with those guys. And not only the younger players, but some of the players on this roster that haven't had the chance to play every day or get that opportunity to, you know, maybe seize or earn an opportunity in front of them to get every day at bats. So, you know, we continue as a staff to coach and to come every day, bring positive energy with the expectations to go out and win baseball games.
Let's end on this. You know, we're 40 games in, you kind of start to look at the ball club, you start to look at things. How about for yourself as a new manager, now that you've done this for 40 games, just, you know, how is there something with you that you've learned about yourself at the start of the season as a new manager?
Well, you know, I think overall, it's just the continuing growth for me, the open mind that we can, we're able to do some different things. We're going to try some things that are, you know, new and see, you know, how these results impact, whether it's decision-making, whether it's progress. So for me, I think, you know, overall, I'm getting more comfortable, on a daily basis, you know, as the manager. I think that my, you know, communication continues to increase on a daily basis. And, you know, overall, you know, I'm having fun. I'm excited about our future, excited about, you know, being able to surround myself with great people, smart people. And, you know, at the end of the day, when we get done with our with our whole season. I'll think back and learn and grow from, you know, where we were and where we're going to end up.
Great stuff. Three games in Anaheim, then three in Seattle. And we'll talk to you next week back home when you're taking on the Texas Rangers.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate you, buddy.
And that's the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Check out their locations in the Bay Area. Their stores are beautiful for your mattress, for your bedding, for your pillows, you name it. Or you go online to nestbedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. The Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by nestbedding.com. Now back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.